Okay, so
we had the void, I think, right?
What?
We had the void.
Yeah. The void, what, in the Gemara or in the Maral?
In the Maral, yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to what we said before. I don't know if we got down that far, but let's go over it again. What we saw last time, in Ein Mizav Milad Mishav Bimaisav. So the Gemara. So he says it's Dava Pashut Ke Ish VeIsha Basa Echad Olafikach Ein Mizav Milad Lom Bimaisav. So the nekud over here is that the idea of taking something that's one and making two out of it, or two and making one out of it, is a real issue. I want to talk a little bit more about this, because this is a nekuda that's really, really extraordinarily deep. And it goes as follows. Maral in many places speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being, how can from an echad come a ribui? In other words, if we posit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, then how can you have many, many, many different types of beings? Now, let's understand this a little bit. We have a Maral speaks about different places. He gives his answers, but let's try to be omit a little bit on the question, on the point that he's addressing. If I have a glass of milk, so I can take the milk and I can separate it into components. I take a centrifuge, I heat, I put in different chemicals, and I'm able to break it down into, I think we declined videos, and I break it down into the different components. Because milk is really a bunch of different components. And therefore, even when they're together, they happen to be together. They may appear to us as being one, but it's quite simple to take it apart. Just like, for instance, a car functions marvelously as one unit, but it doesn't. It's really a lot of units working together. So it retains the different elements of the wheels and the chassis and the seats and the engine. And it also can work in tandem as one unit. So a car is really many, many pieces. It's not one unit. It's not stamped in one, you know, at one piece of metal. Milk are many chemicals, but separate and so on. Let's say I have a glass of water, and we'll assume for the purposes that you can't break water down under normal circumstances into components. It's not like milk where if you swish it enough, you're going to separate the fat and the protein and so on and so forth. It's water is water. I can take the water and put in two glasses, but the water is identical and it's one water. It's kind of artificial that each one is in a separate glass. It's not really, it's in separate containers, but it's one. It's the same one water. Water is water, and that's it. So I have different elements that I can separate out and see that it's really pieces, and I can give a name to the aggregate of the pieces and to the integration of pieces, but it's still at the end of the day, it's different pieces together. Or there are things that one, and when I separate it, I get just artificial mechitza. What's it? You see, this water and this water and this water. It's all water. It's all the same water, and that's it. So when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a totality of oneness. We speak of people as being distinct entities and different. In a certain sense, that means it's not just different glasses of water. Each person is a different person. So if I were to integrate all the people, I would still have different. It would just be like the car. The pieces are definable, they're retrievable, they just happen to be acting in tandem. So that's very, very, that's something that's the type of things we're used to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zohar Nekev Bara Isam. So we have a real strange sense. On the one hand, it says that Adam Arishan was Zohar and Akeva together. However we picture it, physically, emotionally, mentally, neshama, whatever it is, it was one being. So we need to see that Adam wasn't a two-headed monster when he was created as Adam. He didn't come with in pieces. It was one piece, the way we feel one unit. And yet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them, Zohar Nekeva became extremely different tsuras. And when they get married, they're supposed to be Lebasa Echad. So the transition from one to many and many to one is really something that boggles the mind. It's not something that we can easily that we can easily point a finger to. It doesn't make any sense to us. It can't be. If they really are two separate entities, if a man and a woman are separate in the sense being that they're two different beings, so we can have them together and they can, you know, they can have a home together, but the becoming one doesn't really mean anything. On the other hand, if they're one, how did you make two out of one? It's almost as if somebody would take out part of my personality, and now there'd be half of my personality as one person, half of my personality as another person. That's something that boggles the mind. We really, even if you have multiple personalities, you would be hard pressed to figure out how that would work. So so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this transition from one to many, many to one happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, going back to the mashal we gave, Kriyas Yamsuf means they became separate entities. It's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu made each water a distinct element. That's the meaning of the Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dried out land. In other words, it says Yikovu Hamayim, that the waters have a certain line around it. They have a certain outline in the Bria. To take the ocean and to make two oceans out of this ocean, two separate oceans, meaning that they don't naturally flow together, don't come together, and so on, is a nais of that type of magnitude, of being able to take something that's one, like we said, water, and give it two distinct entities. The Gemara says, "Lemikva mayim koro yamim." So Rashi brings the Chazal. Why are they called yamim? It's one yam. I mean, all the oceans of the world are interconnected. So it's really one. I mean, it on a map, it's all convenient to call this the Atlantic, the Pacific, this that. But I mean, it's one unit. So Chazal tells in a dima tam dag ha'ila baspamya le tam dag ha'ila ba'aku that there are differences in the qualities of the yam, despite the fact that they're one. So in yam is where we see this particular knach, that even though it looks like one and it in all by all rights it should be one, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to impose a kriyas yamsuf. So the transition from one to many and many to one is this type of transition. And that's why it's kosher kriyas yamsuf. It means it is the magnitude of kriyas yamsuf. It's that same level of switch from one to another. It's the opposite of kriyas yamsuf. Kriyas yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made different, you know, made many yamim out of one yam, and here he makes one person out of many people. But still, at the end of the day, that's the point of difficulty. One more piece we can... Yes?
I don't understand. I thought that Kasha Kriyas Yamsuf is only going on Zivug Sheni, not Zivug Rishon.
So we'll see that in a minute. Let's talk about it as we move on. because Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni in itself needs an understanding as to what is Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni, and I think it'll address your question. So at any rate, the by Kriyas Yamsuf we also had each Shevet had its own pathway, which means that it, just like the Shvatim, it's called Kazel's called Kahal Amim or Kahal Goyim, and it includes all the Shvatim. Even though and each Shevet has its own distinct feature of being an Am, and yet together Kal Yisrael is a Klal. It's the same that reflected itself. That same nature reflected itself in Kriyas Yamsuf. So the koishi of the zivuk is creating this matzav and so on. Then he says, "V'karu pel god lechabesh neitvorm shem matzav mecholokim kirchsev moishev yechidim ba'isa kloima yechidim shem mecholok v'ron loishev isom lechaba isom." So that's like Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay. Then he says, "V'oiteida." Shekoshel zavrim kriyas yamsuf, ki kriyas yamsuf hoye nes shloike seida olam, vekach achibaze hu shalom imadegas olam haze, ki betiba mecholakim v'yeshi zdavi sach tosh imadegas olam haze. So he says another thing is the this type of the type of chibur that we have in a zivuk is something of a nace. It's not of this world. V'adova ze yadua min masha omur kishem ko mecha ve'ish v'isha b'yachad. Kiyos Yamsuf k'siv ozi zimas ko ve'ili yishua. Olifir ko zizavim kiyos Yamsuf. Okay, so he says a second knach over here that it requires something not of this world to be mecha ve'mizavik them. Let's talk about this a little bit more, just so that we get a bit of an understanding of what he means. It doesn't seem at all dissimilar from the first piece, but there's a point that he's making over here. When I take a group and I put them together, so let's take an example. If I'm in a supermarket and I pass by the cereal aisle, so I will see over there many, 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 many different types of cereal, and the grouping is based on all of it being cereal. And you'll have different varieties of cereal, but they'll be together, and that's sort of the tzar hashava of all of them, is that they're cereals. They're made out of grain and you know, they have a certain general texture and so on and so forth. Let's say a man is standing by the checkout counter and he has a bag, a box, a cart full of stuff. The tzad hashava of the stuff inside is nothing mitzad the stuff inside. The person will have a bottle of beer, a box of cornflakes, I don't know, soap, and whatever else. So if I look at them, they're from the four corners of the store, the products have nothing in common with them. What they have in common is that the person needs all these things. He needs the beer, he needs the soap, he needs the cornflakes, and so on. So we have things that have a commonality mitzad atzmam. So the cereals in the cereal aisle, they're all made of grain, they're all good for breakfast, and they all have a certain type of taste, and that's what it's about. And then I have a type of tziruf that has to do with the person. It has nothing to do with innate connection, but mitzad the person, that's mitzarif it. Ish and Isha are those that are be'etzem mitzad the commonness in this world, there isn't all that much to be mechaber them. They're very different, they have very different angles and so on, and yes, they complement each other and each one can do what the other one can't do and so on, but still, to have a real chibur other than just, pardon the pun, a marriage of convenience, requires that there be something else that they can mechaber to. But in this world, she likes art, he likes business, she likes to be soft-spoken, he likes to be strict, you know, whatever typical man-woman stuff. But he says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the shame over there. The kishem ko mechaber ish v'isha b'yachad. And in Kriyas Yam Suf it says azim asko. In other words, because I associate, I look at it from a perspective of ko. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vehicle for Hashem Shechina. So once we give it a kot, C-A-R-T, a kot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tziruf. So just like imagine if two people who tend to be very, let's say, artistic people stick together. People who tend to be academic stick together. People who are into business stick together. But let's say somebody's trying to make a yeshiva, and you have one person who's a very, very, very powerful teacher. One person is extremely good at administrating. One person is extremely good at something else. What keeps them together is the common vision of a yeshiva. Not any particular detail. This guy has no patience for this, guy has no patience for this, guy has no patience for this. But to my set together, the thing is the shame of Ka. So it needed, you know, it's any time when you have Adam and when Isha and Isha together, unless there's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it, there's nothing that keeps them together. And you take a look, it used to be, once upon a time, marriage was a necessary bond. If people wanted to live together, if people wanted to have children, people needed somebody to make parnasa, needed somebody this, that. So a lot of the elements were just needed, necessary. But today, where we don't have that anymore, today it's very hard. Unless people are dedicated to doing something greater, like building a family, and so on, it's not much going on. That's one kinetic over here. So the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the outer structure, so to speak, the basket wherein which Ish v'Isha come together because there's something greater than uniting it. That's what he says over here. And then he goes off into Zivik Rishon, Zivik Sheni. I want to first speak about another Nekuda, I guess, because we are, I guess, before Tisha B'Av and so on. There is a type of structure that that we have in this world that does have that function, and that's called a bias. He uses a pasuk before, Moishev Yechidim bias, and we speak about building a bias neman and so on. A bias means, as opposed to, we can hitch a two animals together to a cart, and they work in tandem, but they're separate. And they're working in tandem. A bias has the ability to become a superstructure for disparate elements. Halidavahu, chuppah is either yichud, where they're both misyachid in a house, or knisul shusay. Both elements of chuppah, which is nisuin, focus around becoming part of a bias. That creates the framework for being for putting two things together. The word bias is the second letter of the aleph beis, beis, and the second letter of the aleph beis is interesting phenomena. On the one hand, it means / represents many things. In other words, two is the source of the many. Miut rabim shnayim. You've got to have two to be something that should be a rabim. So whenever you, so the second letter is the base, and that's already means it's not echad, but it's a bias brings together all the elements that are within it. You know, the bias is ma'ached the zach and nekeva. It becomes, you know, goras beisoy, the anshe beisoy. There's a certain distinction. Avraham Avinu had all his anshe beisoy, the yelid bias. He was born within the household of Avraham. So the avodim mitzarif because of the bias. Kol tohor bebeiso yochal. Anybody's Torah is bias eats. Bias beiso is a unifying concept which subsumes all the pieces that are in it and makes it its own product. That's what a bias is. So the Moshe v'chinen boiso means HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes two people that are individuals, and as such, when they're outside, there's nothing that can keep them together. I mean, they can sort of do activities together. That's fine, but the kvius that it's one unit is a bias. Ishu beisay. The when we have a Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is the place where we become one with were all the pieces. It's the place where the Shekhinah and us and all the pieces that we brought into the picture are becoming one unit. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a bias, or had us build a bias, that bias became a chetimtza for becoming one. So let's go back, for instance, the Chazal speak about Nisuin. They give a mashal for a Kaddish Baruch relationship with Klal Yisrael as Nisuin, as Kedushin, in different places. The Chasunosa aspect means that we've become one. That requires a bias, no matter what. That's a bias is fundamental to being. To different elements should integrate. And if you think about it, let's take one of the mishalim we gave. When you have a car and you have different parts, so we said that they always remain distinct, but in as much as they become one car, it's because there's some element that includes both in it together. The concept of car, the plans of the car include the wheel with the engine, with the steering wheel, and so on and so forth. So the klolius of the car includes all those different protim, and that makes it sort of bias, so to speak, is what makes each piece what brings the pieces together. It's the only way you can bring the piece together, whereas a bias will be a higher order that includes both. So me and him are from two different families, but if we take into account our grandparents, then we're part of one family, then we're cousins, and so on. The role of bias in Klal Yisrael is the same as a bias is to Nisuin, so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so is the bias to Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no merger of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having a bias. So, and when there's a Chur Beis HaMikdash, we can reach out to Hashem, we can come close to Hashem, but we can never become one with Hashem because there's no Yichud Room, so to speak. There's nothing that we can be mekam mischuba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's only with a bias that we can achieve that level of dveikus. That's as regards this bias and Beis HaMikdash. It's no wonder that Beis HaMikdash and is spoken of in terms of the, it says the pasuk, Chadar Hamitos, It's Chadar Mitos means it's so to speak. Hi. Yeah.
I don't know, so we got just cut off there.
I guess we need a bias, huh?
Yeah, you just kind of went blank there, so really.
I went blank, okay. I mean, the way I saw it, you went blank. Okay. So without having any type of bias, there's not going to be an ichud and so on. That's one thing I wanted to speak about in terms of what Beis HaMikdash is and so on. The next piece begins over here, and this is a piece that Peter, you mentioned before, with Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni. So he says, So let's talk about this. It's a little bit complex. I see Pozali is still trying to get on. I don't know if that's... I guess three people are on, so we're good.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. You keep twisting and turning. That's the. Yeah, okay.
Can you turn off your camera there, sorry?
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Zivig Rishon Zivig Sheni. The Pashto Pshat, the way it's given, is the first marriage, the second marriage. So it's very hard to understand that, and tons of people ask kashas on it, and Rishonim and here and there, for many reasons. Someone who asks a lot of kashas and gives a whole mahalach on it is the Kli Yoker. Kli Yoker has a sefer called Ololos Ephraim. His name is Ephraim Elunsis, and he speaks about it by Richus. He lived in Prague. He was an early Katmon, and so on. He asks all the obvious questions. I mean, you can't have, everybody, like, you find so much in Chazal, people davened, Avraham Avinu made so much effort with Eliezer to find the right wife and tests and this and that. If the first Zivug is not the Vimaisav, then what are you trying to do? And so on. He asks tons of questions, everyone. So he says a pshat, and then I will say the pshat that the Arizal says, and there's a commonality between it. The Kli Yoker says there is a mus. Zivig Rishon Zivig Sheni doesn't mean when, you know, your first marriage or second marriage. It means there is a zivug that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you mitzad your inner essence, and that's predestined. You don't have to end up with that zivuk. You have choices to make. Or that zivuk could, let's say that person chose to marry somebody else. Let's say that person died. Let's say whatever it is. Zivuk Sheni means a zivuk that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had destined mitzad etzem yatzim mitzias. So Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni, Kli Yoker says are two different types of people you can marry. It's not predestined that you marry Zivig Rishon. There is a Zivig Rishon. You can choose to marry her, or you could choose not to, or she could choose not to, or there could be another factor that prevents her from getting married. That's one pshat Zivig Rishon Zivig Sheni. There's another pshat Zivig Rishon Zivig Sheni, which the Arizal says, and the Goyin I think is Meramez, and that deals with the first time you're in this world and the other times. And this is sort of based on the concept of Gilgulim, that if a person, the first time you get married ever, that has to do with a nature that comes up with the Bria. It's a, it's sort of a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it natural that this and this person is yours. And if you came back in a Gilgul, you messed up, or you have more things to be misakin, then the next zivuk already comes as a result of your maisa. That's more or less what the result says. In all cases, no matter how you learn, A, the first thing I want to say is that okay. So whether you learn like the Klei Yoko, the Arizal, the Gra, the common denominator is it doesn't mean tu zivugim it's not just the first time around, second time around. There's a person can be matched up in two ways. A person can be matched up in terms of his shoresh hametzias, and a person can be matched up mitzad what he is. If I can use a crude mashal, there are things come out of the factory in a certain way, and ideally, if the factory did what it's supposed to do, the pieces are supposed to mesh seamlessly. They're supposed to be excellent. If they don't come out that way, if let's say you need a replacement for whatever reason, then you can take things that are very, very similar but not quite the same. You can adapt things. You can whatever it is, you can do it in a different way also. This two mehalchim in which a person finds a zivuk. One is the basher husham. This is what I am, and therefore I will find somebody like me. The second one is based on what my real shoresh neshama is. So let's give an example. Imagine somebody who's a young boy would have to find a shidduch, a 10-year-old. So matching up a 10-year-old that's like him is a real impossibility, because in years to come it's gonna be they will change. So I can only match up if I understand what's the real tchunas hanefesh. What is this person? Even though with this phase he's like this and like that, I need to look much deeper than that. So in the world of zivugim, there is a zivug that a person sets up because of this is the shoresh of his neshama, and that comes about whatever way, and that has a deeper chance of lasting in a sense. And then the zivuk sheni means, and there's always the ability to make do, so to speak, to do it with the maisim. And that's why he says the second zivuk is difficult. Because you don't have to adapt a piece. This is the person mitzad the etzem teva. So even though it's not like kosher kikres yamsuf, because this is the piece that was meant to be, it's still a kodesh baruch who is the mezavik, not a mazel. So this Chazal expresses that the zivuk is be'etzem. In other words, it deals with a level of bria that we're meyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough to say they'll get along nicely. I need to understand that this is really the people that belong together. Lekachu misurim mikoyim mitzias adam, and that's why you have mem yoyim. It means because we're talking about an aspect of a person that deals with the very, very fundamental of himself, and that's why you need to have it needs to be built in at the very shoresh of the person. Rak mipnei ki zivug harishon hu mesuda berishayna. So that's what he says over here, that how he explains the difference between zivik and zivik sheni. I guess we can add one more piece online, and that the inyanim that of nesuin that is the Beis Hamikdash is also, we have two Mahalchim of the Gula. We have Be'itom, we have Achishena, we have Maisim that we do, and we have things that are Be'etzim. These Mahalchim of the possible Zivugim of a person is true as well with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is in Klal Yisrael Maisim of Klal Yisrael that make Klal Yisrael compatible with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's sort of the even the Achishena. Then there is the fact that somewhere along the line, Be'etzim was Shaita Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's something that may take longer. But the word is, we're Shayach Mitzad our very Atzmius to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's like a Zivig Rishon. So ideally, we should be able to make it in Zivig Sheni as well. We should be able to make it. This is who deserve to be. But what makes us compatible with Kadosh Baruch Hu is that there's something very innate to our teva. It's true that until we haven't worked it out in our system, the avodas will keep us back. But what drives the Kadosh Baruch Hu to make us roi for Him is because our bond is be'etzim. It's a bond that is be'etzim toli, not what happened, not fimaisav means what came out actually, what manifests itself. We're shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu because it's built into us, and therefore, somehow, someday it'll happen, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? Okay, so I guess we can continue. We'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem, in the first Thursday. The first Thursday of Elul, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, it should be.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we should be nefach le simcha. All the best. Call to bye.